Mobile vans and delivery. The innovation distribution model is one of the is mobile vans and traveling sales. Mobile vans act as traveling stores. Basically, we have also learned in our previous challenge, like for the veterinary or for any apps aspect. Okay, you need to always see to it that you need to have these kind of mobile vans, innovative mobile vans, which will actually, which can focus or which can cater to multiple markets. So it will not only reduce the cost, but it will also give you an edge to go to reach out to the last mile. As we talk, we also speak about the last mile delivery service, which is focusing on delivery products and distribution hubs directly to customer doorsteps. E-commerce is a best example, okay, which is coming close to the rural market. It also supports the unserved regions with limited retail access and connectivity. Hub and spoke system. One of the innovative distribution models are hub and spoke systems. Products are transported to hub and central hub and then distributed to rural areas. The consolidation at hub reduces transportation cost and improves efficiency as well. Spoke network connects with smaller rural connectivity to the central hubs. It allows businesses to manage inventory centrally, which reduces the storage cost at spokes. Useful for business targeting multiple regions from a centralized location as well. Collaborative networks. So business shared logistic resources, which always reduces the cost and it expands the reach. Local collaborative or partnership, which complements businesses, improve efficiency also. Pooling transportation resources, increase the delivery volumes and frequencies. Collaboration fosters mutual benefit and stronger community relationships also. Technology integration. You should always use or integrate technology like the digital tools like mobile apps, GPS, optimize with GPS delivery routes. E-commerce platforms are very essential. It is plug and play for most of the rural producers, right? Technology streamlines the inventories. Okay, it also enhances communication. Entrepreneurs can reduce dependency on traditional retail networks as well. Distribution in rural area requires innovative strategies to overcome unique challenge. Models like, as we have already discussed, like mobile vans, last mile deliveries, hub and spoke systems can ensure product accessibilities as well. Addressing distribution challenge empowers business to serve rural customers better and drive growth. Distribution challenges in rural areas. Now, distribution challenges are very crucial in rural areas, specifically to reaching out to last mile customers effectively. Rural market face challenges like geographic isolation, which we have discussed in our previous channels. Limited access to conventional retail outlet also forces the producers or the entrepreneurs to make innovative distribution essential. This section also explores challenges in rural distribution and network innovative models to address them. Challenges in rural distribution, transportation limitation, poor transportation network, including unpaved and narrow roads, hinterland product delivery, also limited availability of reliable vehicles increases delivery time and cost. Seasonal factors like monsoon, rains, extreme fuel scarcity is also one of the important factors. Entrepreneurs face difficulty navigating through these terrains to deliver product effectively. There are, as we all know, there are infrastructure constraints also, which adds to the challenge to rural distribution, like lack of adequate warehousing facilities, insufficient communication network, unreliable power supply, which complicates storage and specifically operational and other operations. Poor digital connectivity. These constraints increase the cost and complexity of rural supply chain as well. Challenges in rural distribution, high cost. Smaller population density in rural reduces the economy of sale, as we have discussed in our previous slides. Longer travel distance, limited volumes, additional cost for navigating challenges often inflate operational expenses. Business face challenges in maintaining competitive pricing due to higher overheads as well. Mobile vans and traveling sales. Mobile vans act as traveling stores, bringing product directly to rural villages. These vans overcomes the need of to fix retails. See, these aspects we have also discussed in previous. So this also comes in innovative models. So why we want to innovate everything? So there has to be innovative in all aspects. So basically, mobile vans or traveling sales or last mile delivery services, hub and spoke model, collaborative network, technology integration is something which we have already discussed in past. But basically, for the rural marketing professional or rural entrepreneur, it is very important that he or she, okay, needs to see that they are evaluating marketing effectiveness to the, because evaluating marketing strategy always ensures effort aligns with business goals. Rural market requires tailored approach because all situations are unique, all characters are unique, all products are unique. So basically, you need to see to it that you have a very tailored driven approaches. Also, the ROI should be measurable. It cannot be vague. It cannot be just you are spending and you don't know. You are devising a strategy and you don't know. So you need to be, the ROI should be measurable. It should be adaptable to strategies based on customer feedbacks. It cannot run in silos. It should have a continuous evaluation which helps businesses optimize locations, allocations, and enhance customer engagement as well. Measuring marketing ROI, key technique. Now, first of all, what is ROI? ROI is nothing but return on investments. Now, when it comes to measuring marketing ROI, there are some techniques which is being used. So, what are these techniques? These are tracking sales, growth, revenue, cost benefit analysis, and these are also customer acquisition cost. If you acquire a particular customer, there is a cost. So what is the customer? If you are spending an X value on a particular ad, and in that, say you spend some 1 lakh rupees in a campaign and you gain 1,000 customers or 100 customers for that matter. So that means for one customer, you have spent 1,000 rupees. So that's the way how you calculate cost of per customers. So it will only translate into end use. So if you have driven a particular campaign and it has not fetched you any sales, that means that campaign is not helping you generate sales. So the focus should be always, when you run a campaign, you need to see, you need to evaluate, and you cannot run multiple campaigns at one go. The most important thing is you make a campaign, you take feedback from all the stakeholders, you run it past to your close network and you take feedback from them. And then when you run it, okay, you see to it that you run only one campaign and you take the actual real-time information. Tracking engagement and awareness. Monitor inquiries, footfalls, event participation as direct, indirect indicators of success. ROI measurement ensures marketing budget are utilized effectively and yield positive returns. Customer feedback, a crucial component. Why you say that? Because who can give you the better feedback than the customer who has used your product, right? So use your survey very effectively. Maybe it could be an interview format, it could be an informal conversations to gather insights. Community events and interactions are also very important because it engages with the last mile consumers. During the local events or for immediate feedback is very important. Adapting messaging and channels. Modify marketing messages and mediums based on feedback preferences. Feedback analysis. use insight to address unmet needs or fine-tune marketing strategies. Listening to customer enhances trust and ensures campaign resonate with local audiences as well. Improving marketing-based feedback. Refining messages, optimizing channels, various channels which focus on preferred mediums such as radio or community-based for better reach. Incorporating feedbacks to provide to product development, which enhance some products have some features, some pricing, some availability of customer suggestion. So you should incorporate all those feedback into product development. You should use those feedback into making your product much better. Then only your marketing process, it's not only to gain customers, it's also to see to it that you are making your product much better based on the feedback, which is more important. Realigning strategies. You should always adjust frequencies, timings, promotional methods based on the consumer input. Responsive adaptations strengthen consumer loyalty and campaign impact. Monitoring long-term impact. Now, what is long-term impact? Long-term impact is nothing but to see to it that how your particular campaign is getting a long-term impact. So, tracking brand loyalty. Evaluate how campaign contribute to sustained customer retention. Is your campaign retaining your customers? Is your campaign helping them buy your product again? Assessing market share growth. Measure long-term effect of marketing on regional dominance. Community relationship. Monitor improvement in trust and engagement within local communities. If you run a particular campaign and it has resonated well with the local community, that means you have gained traction amongst the specific communities within the region. Continuous improvement cycle. Use ongoing evaluation to refine strategies for sustained success. Effective long-term monitoring ensures marketing investment build a strong, enduring brand presence. Rural marketing campaigns. Rural marketing requires innovative strategy to address unique challenges in rural market. Successful campaigns leverage community engagement, build trust, and technology. Let's examine key lessons from rural marketing campaigns by Hindustan Lever, Coca-Cola, and Nokia. See, these are the major companies like HUL, Coca-Cola, ITC, and Nokia. These have created some really unique marketing, rural marketing campaigns, which is also, which if you'll see it, okay, you'll also resonate, or you'll also recollect that. So insight from these examples highlight strategies on long-term success and pitfall of failing to adapt. HUL Project Shakti. What was the objective of this? Objective was to expand distribution to rural areas through micro entrepreneurship. The key strategy was to empower rural women as micro entrepreneurs, deliver product through door-to-door relationship-driven sales, build trust through personalized service within close-knit communities. Outcome, the campaign reached over 50,000 villages, which is a very big number, and it employed 1 lakh Shakti entrepreneurs. Enhanced social impact by empowering rural women economically. Lesson, local empowerment and relationship-driven sales effectively build trust and market penetration. You would remember, I have also told you in one of the previous sessions about HUL Project Shakti. So basically, this was one of the very renowned, because usually what, and this was launched some 15 years back when HUL was grappling with a lot of other aspects. So within, and this was also used, they also used this aspect as a case study for their global strategy, marketing strategy also. So what has happened back in 2008, when the global sales were declining, in India, it was thriving because the these women, okay, who are employed as a partner, they not only made the project, made the product, okay, available for the their local community, but also there was an increased demand because the availability was there, the local connect was there, and there was a lot of other aspects because these people were your brand ambassadors. They were selling your product at the local thing. So you need not need to have a full-fledged shop. And you are also delivering these kind of product at the within the local communities. Coca-Cola Parivartan program, the enhance objective was to enhance rural retailer skills to improve product sales. So key strategy was to conduct workshop to teach inventory management, product display, customer service, and provide localized, easy to understand training materials, which is more easy to understand, and it improved retail infrastructure for better product visibility also. Outcome was it boosts sales, strengthened loyalty among the rural retailers, deepening market reach. Lesson: training local retailers not only improves sales but also strengthen brand loyalty and relationship. See, if you have a better understanding of the product, you will always be selling that product, right? Over the another product, because if you have been asked any questions, you are able to answer those effectively. And once the customer understands or believes in that thing, he is a regular customer. So brand recognition is always ITC eChopal initiative is also one of the very good example. The objective was to empower farmers with market information and elimination of middlemen. So basically, it was a direct sales, direct to customer program. The key strategy was to set up digital kiosks providing crop pricing, weather forecast, and best farming practices. Facilitate direct procurement from crops to farmers at a fair market price. Appointment of local farmers as Sanchalak to manage kiosk, fostering trust. Outcome was it increased farmers' income by 10 to 15%, which is a very good amount, and is expanded to over 6,500 villages. Created a direct and transparent supply chain benefiting both ITC as well as the farmers. Because it's a win-win situation, because ITC has also managed to eliminate the middlemen, right? What's the lesson learned? Leveraging technology and involving local leaders fostered adoption and build stronger rural supply chain. So this was one of the campaigns which was so basically in this campaign it was like I was just paying price for the lack of knowledge. Now I get the right price for my crop. ITC has changed my life. It's not only helping the farmers make more money. It is not only helping ITC to reach to their direct customers, but it is always resonate the ITC as the brand who cares, as a brand who is adaptable, who is adopting the so basically, once you envisage, or once you get into a chartered, uncharted territory, you have a lot of aspects, okay, to look at. It's not only price. So now, once you are direct to customer, and at time they understand that the cost of middlemen has been so they also become competitive in this whole gambit. So you are getting closer to customers. You are getting competitive. You are getting you're getting more visibility in terms of getting, which is a brand which cares, and you're also getting the new technology, the aspect, the brand designation also. Key challenges in rural marketing. There are multiple challenges in rural marketing, like logistic barrier, consumer awareness, cultural alignment, resource constraint, technology adaptation also. Now, Nokia's failure in rural market. Now, this is also very interesting, guys. You need to also pay attention here. Maintain dominance with affordable price feature phone. Key mistakes. It failed to transition to affordable smartphone as customer demand evolved. So now, Nokia, okay, had focused on or stayed into a feature phone territory because it was market leaders in the late 90s and early 2000 or in the till 2000. Okay, for 15 long years, Nokia had been the market leader in feature phone. And soon after, when the Android phone was evolving, they did not evolve. They kept on, they were stuck in their own ways. They didn't want to adapt to the changing needs. So they neglected rural customers' increasing needs for digital connectivity and internet. The you always hear in the late early 2008 and 9, okay, there were hardly any inventories. The demand was there, but they were not unable to, they were not changing also, and they had an inventory issues also. So outcome was lost market share to competition. Initially Samsung and the other market initially came and printed in the market, and they ate the competition share of Nokia by offering low cost smartphones. They declined brand relevance also, because customer loyalty was also hit, because they were not able to offer the right product to the customers when the customer demands was evolving. Lesson learned is adapting to emerging trends and evolving customer needs are essential to maintain market leadership. Lessons from successful campaigns. Empower local communities. Tailor training and support. Leveraging technology and build long-term relationship. Risk of failure in rural markets. Stagnation in innovation. You cannot be stagnant, right? When innovation is said to be a continuous driven thing, is an iteration, right? You always say innovation cannot be stopped. It is a process. It is a continuous process, like the learning process. Failing to adapt product and services to customer needs leads to irrelevance. Later on, you are irrelevant in market. Ignoring market trends, neglecting emerging trends such as demand for connectivity can also result in loss opportunities. Weak engagement. The lack of community engagement and trust building undermines brand acceptance. Overlooking feedback, not adapting to based on customer feedback results in unsustainable strategies. Best practices for rural marketing would be understand local need, conduct market research to align product with rural customers' preference and lifestyle, invest in training. You should always invest in training, empower local stakeholders with skills and tools to improve sales and distribution, foster cultural relevance, align branding and communication with the rural values and traditional. You should be seen as the brand which is respecting the rural aspects. Monitor and adapt. Continuously evaluate, continuously learn marketing effectiveness and strategies based on the data and feedback. So with this, we end the chapter 7. In this chapter, it was very fascinating to hear or to understand about the need and importance of rural marketing, the best practices. We spoke about multiple aspects of how to stay relevant. We have also checked out on various examples. I hope this session was a learning experience for all of you. Thank you so much. See you in the next chapter.